guess that's your store. This is City Hall.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, John, it's interesting, John, for a minute after, yeah, there, said he had the same sort of gut feeling that obviously you have, which is that he can't figure out why Henry and Haig aren't owning on this. He said, I was thinking about this last night, that if I knew that Henry or you were investigating Ed Morgan, I'd be calling you every hour to find out if I could help or and to check, you know, what's going on and what's turning up. As I could no more detach myself, I'd be, you know, moving around and trying to find out what's happening. I just can't imagine that they, that's what I'm curious about, don't care or don't know or something. He knows they know. I mean, Henry knows that he's...
Well, for Christ's sake, Henry was talking about a dom and the Pentagon papers came out. It didn't involve us at all. Nothing turned.
But Bob, Henry talks too much. He
talks so much in the Wasatch or whatever he calls them, everybody else, you know what I mean? He's heartless, gets out because of him. You know, we have extraordinary numbers. There were at least 15 senators in Congress who came to that thing.
A lot of percent. Did they?
Well, that's what we wanted to be.
That's right.
I had them, but I couldn't let them stand. I had them all stand around on my side. And Teddy right back at me.
I just didn't have anything. But I'm glad.
I
don't think that.
You remember the Muskie thing where we did a lot better off to have it than not to have it.
That's right.
And now that's why we wanted the large group. See, if you had the small group, then it would have just been Teddy and one other senator.
Well, we had
it was better to have the big member of the committees that are all there. And Evan Harrison Williams was there. Peter Downing was there. I must say, I got the remarks up there rather well. You know what you, John Skelly has one theory, but I wish he would go over and talk to crisis people. And his theory is that find one sentence that can be on the news, and he should just say, as an outsider, is also pretty good at that. And he just talked about, say, look, in the stuff that's prepared, I don't have to complain. What I meant is, they've got to have an opening sentence. One I had all about this one, I said, of all the actions, I said, I would hope that in the years ahead, that this action that I took today could be, might well be recorded as the most important. That we had seen how that could be the case when we realized that more people die of cancer each year in the United States than all the Americans killed in all of World War II. Now, that was the way to leave it. They had the second point was in their talking points. The first point was not. But what I meant is that that kind of grabber that somebody ought to sit over there, you know, and then the grabbing sense, that's of course I do, but if they suggest something sometimes, just a grabber. Then you put the grabber out, then all the other stuff is in line with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to say the right things, Bob. You don't have to cover everything. You don't have to. But what you really need to do is to say something.
The way I like it.
Yes. One line that's going to get on TV. You agree?
Sure.
We know that. And that way, it's all you.
That's right.
You go out there, I am sure that over 30 months, as the OJ are. Political opponents more than they should on the Christmas stuff. Remember, we used to get pissed off when the Kennedys had their big crap in our way, they loved this sort of thing, Jackie's tours and so forth. But it's legitimate use of presidency, sure does.
And it's,
you know, one of the things, is that like all of you?
No.
It's another one of the best things we've got to do. Damn, white curtains off these windows. You know, it's the difference.
Yep.
I noticed in the green room they've taken those curtains out.
She's an expert.
And it's just always
the green room. This looks great.
And the red room also is open.
Yeah.
The great rooms in both rooms are probably outstanding, right?
That's right.
And they're really magnificent. You know, the Kennedy job, just to show you the Kennedy, and not this summer, the Kennedy decorated job was lousy. When you look back, it was a lousy job. It just wasn't good.
Nowhere.
This is a sensational approach to what she's done. These are these better. It's just might be better. And people, a few had it reported that way. You know, this from Washington Star.
Sir?
But speaking of CPI, I don't think a damn thing you can do about it. But you know, of all the papers where we get the worst headlines and stories in the
Star.
Oh, I looked at the Star last night.
Always.
Cost of living continues to soar. I mean, you read the New York Times this morning, a totally balanced story. What in the hell is that Lee Cohen is a jewel there?
Star always does the same on economics.
Always.
And it isn't just the story, it's always the headline.
The headline is
quite whatever. I think we can do. That's one that I think we could.
Well, their Smith sentence don't have anything to do with the Star. We mustn't fool ourselves. they clobber us all the time.
Well, you can
and their stock market story is happening, is usually going to make it short. That's because they pick up the EP.
Why not talk to one of the bunch of college
Yeah. Who could? Offline?
Yeah. With a little strap, go good. Yeah. Just comparing, the star is basically a pair of job paper.
That's right.
Why? The Times is a hatchet job paper.
Right.
Let's look at what they did. Here's what the Star reported this story, and here's how the Times reported. We do that with about six stories. Economic story. Just say, you know, there's something distorted here.
The interesting thing is that they bought the program. They didn't have Henry in it. Was he in it?
Yes.
They had Rogers in it?
Yes.
Very few people were on that. They all like me, because we can get an interview without doing anything.
That's right. do this, but it was a good camper because it was serious and it sort of summed things up, you know, and you might wonder if it's like a problem.
Cases. Shocking. Oh, did that go to jail?
That's what the yellow said too.
Everybody seems to agree. Everybody seems to agree on that. Mel, of course, in his conversation with me this morning, just vehemently denies that he ever saw a single bit. I never saw any of it. I never saw any of it. And it was a channel that was devised to get around the Secretary of Defense, and I never saw a single bit of it at any time. I knew somebody was giving them information ahead of the time that I got it in the decision memoranda from the President. I knew that. And I was sure that the President wasn't calling them directly and giving them that sort of information. I knew that. So I knew there was this channel. And I knew exactly what the channel was.
Do you know what it was?
Yeah, sure. He says.
He said it was.
He says, when I first came over here, I suggested we shut off this channel.
Oh, did it exist when you first came?
Says it existed for 10 years. He says, when I first came over here, I suggest we shut off this channel. For a long period of time, when I was on the Defense Appropriation Committee and for 8 terms that I served there, I got quite involved with this thing. And the channel that had been opened all during the Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson administrations was a channel that the NSC staff had that they used directly with the chiefs over here. It gave the chiefs a position where they could go to the Congress on various things, on things that they shouldn't have known about within the administration. And they could get information to us on the Hill. They could get information to us on the Hill from time to time. I think the President will recall, on several occasions, I told him various bits of information, and I got that information through that particular channel. So I recommended to Henry that the Joint Chiefs not be addressed separately on anything. That anything must come to me, and so on and so forth. Now, let's see. That is, he said, because of my experience in this thing, I felt it should be shut off. Said, there have been leaks that I am sure can be traced to this channel. I don't want to take the action on my own to shut off any channel like that. I think it's up to me to call it to the attention, and once I call it to the attention of the President, I think it's not up to me to go beyond that. I think it's up to him to shut it off, not up to me. Quite frankly, I feel that way.
What does he say, though? Does he know now that this...
He says, I am sure that Robinson bootlegged things over here to this building, not to me. I never had access to a lot of this material. But he's sure that...
He knows about the right reading.
No, I don't think... Well, I don't know about that. He said that there was material in Robinson's file and in Wellner's file. And Moore indicated that to me yesterday. Now, he said, I'm sure that he's gotten information that I didn't get from time to time, but he never gets into the right wing of the briefcase as such. But it's pretty obvious that the news of this whole thing has traveled to both Moore and Laird, and that they...
What do you mean, Laird and Moore, sir?
Sir?
Moore has got to know, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Sure, yes. Because of the nature of the material.
Protecting
the system, I would assume.
Protecting the system, and they have all the...
And he knows that. Now, Mel objected to the homosexual line for fear that the guy would jump over the traces and refuse to answer and go out and get a lawyer or go to the press or go to Anderson and blow the lid off the thing. There's another way to go on this. Young has found the Mormon bishop who has jurisdiction over this yeoman, this very devout Mormon. The guy works for the Department of Defense. He's a civilian. And Young has talked to him. And this bishop is willing to go to this kid and try and get him to give us a voluntary confession that will establish his motive. So it's an alternate way, and if it doesn't work, we could go back to the polygraph. Well, we're gonna know whether Anderson has been blackmailing him or paying him or whether he did it from a higher morality standpoint or just what the lever was here, which cleans up the Anderson thing, but does not clean up the Joint Chiefs thing. I think we know. Well, it only helps if
one or why is the elite. Looks like one of those things. You're convinced you did it, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Particularly that one item. That's the dead giveaway. I mean, it's like the rug and the typewriter and all that crap. And his
seals it up.
One item that nobody else knew about. So you hang him on that.
Yep. Seals it up.
Huh? What do you call it?
Well, I think it just seals the, case. I think it just puts the...
Tell me this, John, I apologize to you. What in the hell is the reason that Henry the Eighth did not mention this to me? Not one word.
David,
I don't mean that there's investigation.
Yeah.
The goddamn government, if there's any kind of illegal document Henry's in here, got to resign,
yep.
He's trying to feel that we have to hang somebody, etc. He hasn't said word one about this. Now, what the hell is the trouble?
Well, is the one of two explanations. Young is a student of Henry Kissinger, the man.
Sure.
So he suggests one of two explanations. Either Henry doesn't really know what's going on because he hasn't told him. Well, I didn't tell him anything about this joint chiefs angle at all.
But you told him you knew that Anderson Lee was zeroing in on
that's correct. That's correct. But beyond that, and I don't know what placebo somebody might have been giving him. That's one explanation. The other is that he's just plain lying low. That he's that this works to his disadvantage, and that he's just going to lie low. And
the old story, I guess, that everybody else should know. I'm sitting by. Whatever goes wrong, or whatever. I mean, whenever we all like to find somebody else to blame. I mean, it's about the State Department or the CIA or the Defense Department. Henry could never see anything wrong with his own child. That's his problem. And I think that may be what's involved here. What do you think, Bob? He just doesn't want to admit to himself that this could be.
That's it. That,
what is it, Henry? What the hell is it going to have?
When he had those, well, when we confronted him before, then he found out himself.
Alfred
on a couple. The Alfred types and some of those things. He moved. He was the one guy who ferreted stuff out and did get rid of people.
You have to realize that the channel for the chiefs is something that he wants.
Yeah.
Now that is part of something I want too. I do not want to have his underwear. And we're going to continue with the channel of the chiefs and go to a true head, but we'll let them know what they're supposed to know. The problem with that may be the problem. The problem may be that if they deal with this, will destroy the channel of the chiefs, and we'll have only the Secretary of Defense. You agree with that, maybe, but you agree that I'm concerned about that.
And it's something that
would they think he'd come in and try and cover that and just say, you know, we're getting into swimming up on dangerous ground here.
Yeah, or at least he would have come to me.
What
I said, I don't know if you
or what did he ask me? What
yeah.
the hell you're up to?
Yeah.
Or, you know, he usually does.
Yeah.
He goes tiptoeing all over the place, covering his tracks in 38 directions.
Yeah. Think about Colson calling on Anderson and saying, okay,
Colson,
you've made the fatal mistake and we've got you.
I
want
to get Colson really far in the head.
Well, what I was thinking was that somebody who is in regular contact with Anderson, I assume Colson had, well, I assume he was, somebody around here is a client. Well, he would be good for this.
Right.
But somebody
who would apologize to him for embarrassing.
What if I get a little byproduct of this that we could use where we say to Anderson, look, we got the goods on you. You have printed top secret material. You've suborned a yeoman to theft. These are violations of federal statute. And we're going to forbear to prosecute you. But we just want you to know that we know.
Okay, do that as a right.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
Oh, yeah. Very traffic.
And that keeps out of the attorney to say they know that they're not going to do it. Then you can disown Murray if that's the one. That'll give Anderson the worry without the certainty.
We've got to do it like that. We know.
I don't know if we should say that we're not going to do anything. Just have Murray come and say, Jack, I just think you better know that
they've got the goods on.
They've got the yeoman,
and he's confessed.
He's confessed.
But it's not to be brought up to me. That's the one thing I will not have. I'm not going to have Henry in on his childish hands on this subject. I will not discuss it. Just say your hand, Mr. Mitchell. And we have to keep it right about this, right? But that I know. And I have known. And I'm saying how I think you ought to leave your seal alone.
I think alone first. And maybe Bob and I
would sing together. I think you should sing together, but I would lay it in hard as hell. Oh, you know what I mean? I would say if there's any doubt at all. I said polygraph, clear the shows. Now we have evidence that is incontrovertible, and then say that people have to prosecute it. Put it that way. And then get Henry to start saying why and so forth and so on. Smoke him out. You know, I don't want to know what the Christ. Whether or not he knows it, I understand. I know he knows about the channel, and that I do not object to. But I'm sure he does not know about it right in the briefcases. That the channel is not supposed to be.
As a matter of fact, Dave says he does not know that the Joint Chiefs had Henry's talking papers for meetings ahead of time. And another thing, David replayed the tape last night. And there's something that you kind of missed going by. But this yeoman could be sent into the process over in the NSC paper mill to pull out what the staff was recommending to Henry on decision papers that were coming to you in advance of the decisions. And this was, he described through some names of people that meant nothing to me, but that Young recognized. So that in fact, the Joint Chiefs were getting advances on where the weaknesses were in their case in a decision that was coming to you ahead of it they were getting to you, so that it could be
done. That certainly doesn't bother me so much.
Well, it'll bother the hell out of Henry, and I think that will, in a way, be more important to him than the wrestling with briefcases. Because that's the integrity of that whole process that he holds pretty dear.
Yeah. Nobody knows what's coming forward.
But I think you got it now.
You played a lot better if you had gone there. earlier, 3 days, when he had gone and cried out and pushed his tail and said, look, Henry, what are we going to do? Give him a chance to give me a hell of a snow job. Now you go into the fear of hunger, but this is done and so forth. So what did they tell me? And say, well, kept me informed all the time that they told me yesterday. I mean, you got a complete report. That's that. And I said, go ahead. But Henry, you talk about it. Don't bring it up. We'll bring this matter up. I told us one problem. And says it's put it on the basis of the it. Something else. And Petro is the only one that can handle the prosecution. He's got to be the next state probably Mitchell. Or you. I don't know if you want to keep it, but just keep it out of the air. So because there isn't God in hand, then I can do about that.
The father of the abuse.
Huh?
I say you could take a lot of abuse on
it. Yeah. We're all dead. And you're probably blind. You find somebody. That's the problem. Don't let him get off on that one, Bob. Blame me for this. Unless you cut your losses and get out. you compound it by trying to prove you're right. That was the trouble with the Kennedy and Johnson in Vietnam. Assuming that it wasn't safe, they compounded it by trying to prove that it wasn't, shall.
Now,
so it went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
They showed that in one sequence, and they show McNamara kept going over there and coming back, and they had clips of the things that he said, and then they compared it with what was really going on. Yeah. This devastating.
It was about the second and last.
Second and last. But they quit at the death of Diem, so that they got the whole Johnson episode ahead of them. They all developed the facts.
There's more to be done.
Well, I know they aren't saying that.
But this was done as a two-part series that is finished in an hour each.
Yep.
All right. And we see the regal documents.
They put all this.
Say a lot of it. You're going to make the news.
It's already made some news.
They don't like the newspapers just keep picking off.
That's the point. Life magazine will pick it up now. He used a CIA guy that we had lined up for NBC.
Did they have lodging?
No.
Probably. It's in the
head. Yeah, but they didn't have McBundy Lodge. McNamara, they did have Rusk. I was surprised.
They had a lot of McNamara in news footage. Yeah, not in the current news now.
Could Christ, you go into some silly damn town and say he'd be for a bill to provide for the other